Hi, this is Paula Morrell, and welcome to the Tales from the South podcast.
With your friend Melissa back in Red Bank, New Jersey. I like the way you looked at me, like there was something that nobody else could see. With your eyes a bluish gray, back in 1988.
How's everybody doing tonight? So how about tonight's music by Kevin Kirby? Y'all like Kevin? Singer-songwriter Kevin Kirby fronts the popular litter rock band Mulehead and is currently touring solo all over the South. More can be found at kevinkirbylovesyou.com. All right, well, welcome to a very special edition of Tales from the South, our singer-songwriter show, where Southern singer-songwriters bring their own true stories to life. We are on location at the Join in the beautiful Argenta Arts District of downtown North Little Rock, Arkansas. Tales from the South is presented by William F. Lehman Public Library, and I'm your host, Paula Martin Morrell. On my left here, playing for us tonight, is blues guitarist Mark Simpson. Among other things, Mark was a featured house guitarist at the late Junior Kimbrough's Juke Joint in Tullahoma, Mississippi. Mark wrote our theme music and plays for us live each week. And tonight, our set is spread out around us, but what do y'all think about our set over here? Each week we feature an artist, and tonight we're featuring Little Rock artist V.L. Cox, her screen doors, this one here, and this one right back here behind Mark, which are for sale. More can be found out about V.L. and her work at grapevineart.com. All right, are y'all ready for some Southern style musical storytelling? Tommy Stevenson is a world-class keyboardist with 15 gold and platinum albums to his credit. He has recorded and toured the world with such artists as Tommy Bolin and Energy, Joe Walsh and Barnstorm, The Eagles, Eric Clapton, Albert King, Albert Collins, John Lee Hooker, B.B. King, Van Morrison, and many more. Tommy is a four-time inductee to the Kansas Music Hall of Fame and has composed and recorded television and video film scores, winning awards for his work in that field of music as well. Originally from Tennessee, Phil Brown joined Little Feat in the early 80s as Lowell George's successor on guitar and vocals and started writing songs, which led to working for a few major music publishing houses. Phil is featured on the latest Cool in the Gang album and has written songs recorded by Cher, Pat Benatar, Kim Carnes, Kix, Bonnie Tyler, Steve Perry, and recorded with Little Feat, Cher, Kim Carnes, KBC, as well as other artists. Phil and Tommy are here tonight to play and tell stories for us. Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Stevenson and Phil Brown.
How's everybody doing tonight?
This is great to be here, Little Rock. I was here years ago with Little Feat. I got a lot of memory loss from that time, too. I'll try not to go into that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit about, first I'd like to start off, I've known Tommy since the early 70s. I saw him play with Tommy Bolin, a great guitarist. And we just got to be buddies. And through the years, we've played with a lot of bands. And we started a new band called Apaches from Paris. We're going to come here and do a music camp. They got a lot of stuff around the country. Guys between 40 and 65 pretty much gave up their lives to raise a family or get a job. And then one day they wake up and go, God, what would I do with my life? You need to play the blues, something like that. So it's been kind of interesting to see how this has worked. Give me a second to get turned on here.
You ready to go, my boy?
I'm ready.
All right.
Oh, drummer too loud? Going down in Little Rock, playing me a little pink guitar. Going down in Little Rock, playing me a little guitar. Came down from Nashville, didn't have the drive too far.
I guess we should tell you a little story. My mom and daddy are from the South. My mom's from Knoxville. You're not supposed to be playing right now. Sorry. My dad's from Anniston, Alabama. I'm from a little town where they made the atomic bomb. I told Paul that I'd turn off the lights. I should probably glow in the dark. I'm from Los Alamos. I made the bomb there. You have really warm people here. It's different. I like it. All right. What are we going to try next? What's our next one?
We're going to do Snake in the Grass.
Isn't that amazing? So we recorded loops and put them on my iPhone. Never used to have this
before. Technology.
All right, let's do Snake in the Grass, and here it comes.
Thank you. I think one of the things that I remember about being down in the South, down in New Orleans, when I was playing with Joe Walsh and Barnstorm, and Joe Walsh had this thing about trying to keep up with trashing hotel rooms, if you know what I'm talking about, when these bands like The Who and Led Zeppelin and Lynyrd Skynyrd would go into a hotel, they would just absolutely trash everything, break everything. As a matter of fact, in a lot of the hotels we'd go into, you'd have to pay a deposit before they actually let you in the room because they knew you were going to do $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, sometimes $10,000 worth of damage. We were down, in New Orleans, and Joe decided after the gig, you have a lot of energy after playing a concert, and there's not a whole lot to do except when you get back to the hotel, you got to work that off. And so what he did was he invited us down to he disappeared, first of all, and we couldn't find him. We were all down at the bar having a drink. And he comes with a road manager and said, "Come on, guys, I got something for you to look at. I got a really nice room, and you guys are just not going to believe it." So we all trot up, go up, take the elevator, go upstairs. I think it was on the third or fourth floor. And opened the door, and we went in, and he'd taken everything, along with the road manager and a couple of the crew guys, taken everything in the room and super glued it to the wall and taped the bedding down, everything, so it nothing was hanging. It looked like the room exactly as you would walk in, except everything was upside down. And that was, and then he took the TV, threw it out the window into the pool, four stories down. So that one cost, I think, about between $10,000 and $12,000. And yeah, that's right. We could never stay at that hotel room again. So there you go. There's a little bit of a. Tales from the South. I'm gonna do Stila.
Again, my fault. what you get when you play too many games without a helmet. All right, little story.
Technology fails.
Let's see what's next, Joe. I'll find it.
And here we are at Tales with Technology Fails.
Well, I just pressed the wrong thing.
That's what they all say.
I became a songwriter when I was a little kid. I was classically trained as a violinist. It was the southern thing to do because both my parents were very genteel. And they encouraged me to play music. They're both still alive. They're in the 90s. You know, health gets crazy. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So you got to take care of yourselves and take care of each other. This next song we're going to do, Eric Clapton picked up. We don't know if he's going to track it or not, but he likes it. Anyway, the tune is, I spent a lot of years in Los Angeles. When you're raised in the South, you bring, or someone that's Southern, you bring a care and a character to your life that people don't have in New York. I don't have it in Miami, and they don't have it in New Orleans, and I spent a couple of years in Louisiana. I just love the South. When I was a kid, there was a group of books called The Civil War, Bruce Cahill. He wrote for Time magazine. I was probably 12 years old. I went and got that book, and I just, I didn't know anything about what the war was about, but I loved those gray uniforms. I just did. Years later, I found, oh, still like it. Anyway, this tune is about when you're going crazy and things are not working out like you thought they were. So it's got a little spiritual bent to it. What we did was we took some ghetto rhythm. You can't go anywhere without the blues. You just can't. All the great music comes from the blues. All of it does. A lot of the kids today don't know that. They have synthesizers and track all their stuff.
Hey, I have a synthesizer.
That's right. Anyway, this song came out of a writing session, so we'll play it for you. Thank you.
some things I could have done without. I think you know what I'm talking about. I have lived, I have died in La La Land. Oh yes, where I am, I found myself.
I think the only other story that I can think about. Oh, man.
It's kind of a racy story, but doesn't have any
It's a little racy, but it's not bad. We're in New Orleans again, and again with Joe Walsh. These guys had a little bit bent sense of humor. Now, you got to realize when you're 18, 19, 20 years old, you come from a small town, and you're thrown into the international stage of rock and roll. You get a little bit of, I don't know, you get a little bit spoiled, and it's kind of like a kid in a candy store. So when you're playing for thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and all the first, as far as you can see, are people, beautiful women, girls. And what we would do is usually have our road manager give backstage passes out to any girl we saw, and they would meet us back at the hotel, and we would party. Well, this night, I had a little bit too much to drink. I got a little excited.
Yes.
And I got back to my room, and I get a telephone call from this unbelievably attractive, very sexy woman voice saying, you know, I was right down there in the front row. I was watching you. I was the girl that you had eye contact with. We had something going there, you know, and I'm drunk. I'm going, I can understand this. I'm into this. And we talked about an hour, and like, again, I got hooked into this. You know, I was hooked. And so she says, well, you know, I got to meet you. I think this is destiny. So she goes, she writes down, she gives me her address. I write it down. And I go downstairs. I order up a cab. And the cab driver comes pulling up, and I hand him the addresses. I said, this is where I want to go. And he looked at me, and he said, man, you sure you want to go down to this place? And I said, well, yeah, there's a beautiful woman waiting down there for me. For sure I'm going down. He said, I'm just telling you, this is a very, very, very strange part of town. And I said, no, can't be. Just fine, no problem. He said, okay. So we roll on down to this place. We pull up to this big old house, nice-looking house. And he says to me, he said, okay, such and such, I pay him. He said, I'm going to wait here just in case. Because this, I tell you, he wouldn't tell me what was strange about the area. He just said, there's something going on here, you know, just trust me. And I said, yeah, and I really didn't think about it. So I go in, and I'm supposed to go up the three stairs, and I'm climbing up three stairs, and blah, 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 blah. I get up to the third floor, and back in the back is where her apartment's supposed to be. And I start walking towards it, and the door kind of
creek's open, you know. But I don't see anybody. It's all dark. I can't see. Plus, I'm blitzed, you know. And I get to the door, and I kind of creep it open a little bit, and the room is dark, and I can see a silhouette against, you know, there's a light shining from the street into the window outside, and I see this big, huge, six foot five, you know, big bruising guy with a beard and had a wig on and a dress and high heels and come on in, Tommy. And I thought, oh my God, what have I got myself into? And I turned around and started running, and I heard this clippity clap, clippity clap, clippity clap coming right behind me, man. And I was just running for my life, taking about half the steps at a time each floor, get to the bottom, wham, I'm down, next floor, next floor, next floor. And I go running out of the front door, hearing this person after me, Tommy, Tommy, I'm going to kill you for doing this, I'm going to kill you. And I get to the bottom floor, and there's the cab driver, get outside, he's got the door open, he's revving up the engine, and I just dive in. We didn't even slam the door, he just took off so fast it closed by itself, and he said, I told you so, I told you, Shea. You know, and so I get back to the room, and I don't know what's going on. I get a knock at the door, and I said, who's there? I figured this person, and it said, pizza. And I said, what? I didn't order any pizzas. And he said, yeah, pizzas. I got an order here for you. And I looked through the hole. It was a pizza guy. I could see the boxes. I opened the door. And there's like 20 large pizzas with everything on them. And what had happened is this person who was, I guess, kind of a cross-dresser, is a nice way of putting it, you know, had ordered these pizzas and was going to make me pay for them for leaving, you know, leaving the scene of the crime without staying for the fun he had in mind. So I sent him away. I didn't pay for it. Then I heard another knock at the door, and I hear this just laughing, rolling on the floor outside, and I open the door, and there's Walsh and Kenny Passarelli and Joey Vitale, all these guys that were playing with me, went on to play with Elton John, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Hall & Oates. I mean, everybody in the world, plus Joe Walsh. They're rolling around, just laughing. They set this whole thing up. They had some sexy girl call me pretending, and then they got a hold of somebody at the concierge desk that said, you know, we want to find a cross-dressing, you know, transvestite, you know, that we can send him over to and tell him that Tommy's into that. And that's what happened, man. They had me. They got me. And, I never lived that down. I think I've told this story maybe to you and a couple other people. I'm not that, I'm not that wild about people knowing about it, but it was funny. It was
He's
funny.
Wild about it now, let me
yeah,
tell you that.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Good, Tommy.
Thank you. What we got coming up here?
This is a little blessing in disguise. I wrote this with a friend of mine. Part of songwriting is, most of the time, it's not about the song you write. It's all the space between the words. Some incredible songs. And this song was written with John Durrell. He wrote stuff for the Ventures and had his own bands. And one day we were talking, do you ever ask yourself, how come things just suck? In the middle of them really bad, something good comes out of it. I don't know why it works that way. It seems to do that every time you see the worst thing and then something good comes out of it. This tune is about that. It's called Blessing in Disguise. I got teased about it listening to too much Joel Olstein. Kenneth, I need a little bit here. Oh, hang on.
Yeah, push that button.
I'm in. And this is operator.
Yeah.
Disorder.
Life's a lesson, so hard to learn. You can love that fire, yeah, but hate the burn. It's always pain. Fly, and all the summers that pass you by. But all these things can be a blessing in disguise. This old
Philip's got a song that we're going to change around and, whoa! Stop that telephone! There we go. He's going to play acoustic guitar for you. Again, we want to thank everybody for having us down. It's been absolutely wonderful. You have a wonderful community, and this Argenta section of the city is just amazing. We're going to have a great camp here, and we're trying to bring in every possible form of the arts and have these people nurture the arts, and not just the schools. We want to work with the local schools, but, you know, people who have been pursuing every, you know, their art for all their lives. And, you know, you can go to Los Angeles, you can go to Nashville, you can go to New York, and you can get stepped on and, you know, stabbed in the back, and you work so hard, and here you have this beautiful beautiful oasis in the middle of the country that, you know, a lot of people know about, but we got to get them in. And we are all about paying it forward. And that's what our camp's about. And that's what, you know, growing, helping the people in the Argenta section and Little Rock and the state in general. So thank you so much. And we will do our best. And we're going to do a great job with the help of everybody like you. Thank you very much.
Tommy asked me if I'd play a couple of hits I wrote for some people. A lot of girls cut my songs, and this is the funniest thing. Not only do they cut the songs, a lot of the songs got broken down here in the South. So let me just play a verse and a chorus of a couple of things. Maybe you'll recognize them. This is a tune I wrote for Cher called 88 Degrees. Stuck in L.A., ain't got no friends except some Hollywood nuts and too many dead ends. Life on the streets makes me stay in tune. Do I pack my bags up and split? Ain't got no car, I sold it for junk. Can't pay my rent, so I take the bus. It's the first time I've been in such a cold place where the temperature is 88 degrees. 88 degrees, and Lord, it's so hot. It's goddamn hot. Tired of me. Somehow I'm stopped. Oh, the pace is so heavy. Maybe it's the weather. Yeah, yeah, I'm setting the mood for you. You remember the time. Aye, 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 aye. Thank you, thank you. When I hooked up with Tom, I had been signed to was just about to get signed to Warner Brothers as a writer, and I'd written a song called Call Me Next Week, which became It's Not You, It's Not Me, and became a huge hit for the reformed Jefferson Airplane. Some of you think, well, how did you get to those bands? You know, when you're in that mode, you just sort of gravitate to those people, and they heard a demo. So another song about being in Los Angeles. I spent 35 years there, so...
Next week.
this is a great song, and I think this is going to be our last tune, and this is just an amazingly great song that Philip has written and recorded on the last Apache song CD.
I've got cracks in all the right places. I've got holes in all my shoes. Even my heartache seems exciting. The Lord knows I've got nothing else to lose. I've got a million tiny secrets. They will never see the light of day. And the tragedy about these kind of things, oh, it looks like they're here to stay. Maybe I'm a devil wearing my angel wings. Or I might be an angel doing evil things. Hey now, either way, it's all the same. I've never ever seen to win. Sink below, and that's the trouble I'm in. Sometimes I sit here and wonder, does anyone do life like me? If my life is just one big adventure, how come I can't see the forest through the trees? If I could do it any different, don't you know this is what I'd change? Cause I never understood when my intentions were good, but then they always seemed to get in the way. Maybe I'm a devil wearing my angel wings. Either way, it's all the same. I never ever seem to win. No matter how high I go, I can always sink below. And that's the trouble I'm in. I've got a word for you, sinners. You shouldn't blame yourself or take it too hard. There's salvation in every disappointment, but it's a long, long way from your head to your heart. Oh. Hear me crying. Maybe I'm a devil wearing my angel wings. Oh, I might be the devil, baby, doing evil things. Oh, now, either way, it's all the same. I've never ever seemed to win. No matter how I go, I can always sink below. And that's the trouble I'm in. I can always sink below, and that's the trouble I'm in. That's the trouble I'm in.
Thank you, Phil.
Tommy and I love
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Tales from the South.
Thanks a lot.
So how about our story song and storytellers tonight? Thank you so much, Tommy Stevenson and Phil Brown, for being on our singer-songwriter show here at Tales from the South. More can be found out at at ApacheRNRStarCamp.com. Thank you to our live audience here at The Join in the Argenta Arts District of North Little Rock, Arkansas, and thank you to UALR Public Radio. Tales from the South is presented by William F. Lehman Public Library, and our official media sponsor is AY Magazine, Arkansas's leading lifestyle publication at AYMag.com. Additional support provided by the Writers Colony at Dairy Hollow, UALR's Department of Rhetoric and Writing, the North Little Rock Visitors Bureau, Urban Garden Montessori, and the Oxford American, the Southern Magazine of Good Writing. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Stitcher Smart Radio, and you can download and listen to our podcast on our website. More can be found at talesfromthesouth.com. Have a great night, and we'll see you next week for another edition of Tales from the South. Good night, everybody.
This is all I do now is play music, so I spend a lot of time at the swimming pool with my children, so I have to do the songwriting when I can. So my songs have gotten shorter. This song is called A Guy Walks Into a Bar.
A guy walks into a bar and orders up a drink. He says, try to make it strong enough that I don't have to stop and think about the powers that be and where I'm gonna spend eternity. And the barkeep says, I'd like to help you, but our glasses aren't that big. Another guy walks into the bar and he tries to start a fight. He says, I've been turning over new leaves, but they've all come unturned tonight. So if you don't want to play, well, you best stay out of my way. And the barkeep whispers, break it up, but he stays behind the bar. Another guy walks into the bar and says, what is going on? I just came down here tonight to hear this singer's song. And the barkeep ducks behind the bar, and the first guy goes out to his car, and the second guy just smiles and breaks the third guy's nose. A guy walks into a bar.
Writer accommodations provided by Robinwood Bed and Breakfast. More at robinwoodbnb.com. Live sound and studio assistance provided by Infrared Studio in North Little Rock. More at infraredstudioproductions.com. You too can experience Tales in person as a member of our live audience. We're now traveling throughout Arkansas and the South, bringing Tales to your community. Details on hosting a live show, our schedule, and ticket information can be found at our website, talesfromthesouth.com. Thanks for helping keep the art of Southern style storytelling alive, and we'll see you next week on Tales from the South.